Hola, how are you? I am Rafael Caivano from La Pampa, Argentina.
Hola, aquí estamos, muy bien. Me llamo Lisandro Zona y soy de Jujuy, el norte de Argentina.
Let's start the show with one of the songs of our latest album. It is called Me Lo Te Amo. The album is called En Son de Paz.
Leave it to Jazz to go to Mexico City and meet up with a bunch of her fellow Argentines. This guest DJ show will feature Jasmine visiting with the Argentine band Freakstylers at a home studio in Mexico City. Jasmine is in Mexico scouting out cool new bands as well as bands we've had on the show before, and we're both big fans of Freakstylers and their mix of electronica and folk music. And in this show, they play lots of music that has influenced their sound. We're also doing something different this time. As you heard in the intro, it's a bilingual show. So practice your Spanish by listening into this conversation with Freakstylers from your pals at Alt Latino and NPR Music.
Tell me, how did the band start?
We met in Córdoba, that is the second biggest city of Argentina. As we mentioned before, Lisandro is from Jujuy in the very north of Argentina, and just in the limit with Bolivia. And I am from La Pampa, which is more in the south. But we met each other studying for sound technicians. Actually, the meeting each other was like the only good thing about starting that career, because it was a very crappy one. The band was formed 7 years ago officially. We met each other a bit, you know, maybe a couple of years before, but we started like, I don't know, making like minimal house in the beginning with a different name. And at some point we found out that we were excited about making other styles and blends and rhythms, and then we started with this project called Freakstylers.
Bueno, para la gente que no sabe sobre Jujuy, ¿dónde queda Jujuy?
Jujuy queda en el norte de Argentina, limita con Bolivia.
¿Y cómo es, o sea, la música que escuchas cuando creces en la provincia de Jujuy? ¿Se escucha música boliviana?
Sí, sí, está siempre la influencia en lo folclórico de la música boliviana. Si bien hay cosas populares, no es lo popular. O sea, hay mucha música que no se llega a conseguir ni en cassette, ni en CD, o sea, ni grabada, sino que solamente, bueno, los que son como antropólogos musicales logran conseguir, que van con su grabadora y graban. No sé, desde cumbia, cuarteto, es como que sí, los ritmos tropicales entran mucho ahí. Cumbia villera también.
Contame una canción que cuando pensás en tu infancia en Jujuy, ¿se te ocurre?
De mis primeros momentos musicales que recuerdo, tenía un pequeño, bueno, no tan pequeño, pero como un mini componente muy antiguo. Y recuerdo que grababa canciones de Ace of Base. cuando tenía 7 años, como que, no sé. Bueno, también estaba un poco de moda. Después me enteré que todo ese género era como techno reggae. Y estaba como de moda y salió. No sé, pasaban en la radio como 7 canciones de Ace of Base y me las había grabado todas. Fue como mis comienzos. Vamos a escuchar de las primeras canciones de mi infancia, Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Algo de lo que hablamos mucho en el programa es que cuando, bueno, ustedes son una banda que lo que nos encanta es que fusionan un montón de música como folclórica, cumbia y todo lo que es digital y electrónico. Y algo que sí hablamos es que, no sé, a mucha gente le pasa que cuando es chica no le gusta la cumbia. Como, bueno, yo crecí, mi papá le encantaba el folclore y para mí era como, no me gustaba, me parecía como de la generación de mi papá. Y después tuve un momento en que me empezó a gustar la cumbia, el folclore. ¿Eso te pasó a vos?
De alguna forma sí. O sea, era un poco difícil como renegarse contra una música que se escucha en todos lados. Uno salía a bailar y se bailaba cumbia, ¿no? Si bien a mí me gustaba también como... no puedo decir electrónico porque eso no, como que llegó mucho tiempo después, pero sí había, no sé, como en los boliches había el momento de músicas internacionales. Entonces ahí se escuchaba algunas fusiones, ¿no? Más que tenía que ver con el rock, pero que se escuchaban partes electrónicas. Y de hecho, mi descubrimiento de la música electrónica viene en base al rock, porque cuando el rock empieza a fusionar... pequeños medios, ¿no? O sea, como o pequeños loops o, no sé, como garbage, por darte un ejemplo, ¿no? escuchemos Push It de Garbage.
Up in La Pampa, which I think a lot of people, when they think of Argentina, they think of Buenos Aires or the Pampas. What did you grow up listening to?
My family is not a music family. It's not an artist family at all. It's like my mother was a teacher and my father worked in the countryside. So we didn't even have like records in the house. So my very beginnings with music were like very trashy as well. What can I mention? Like maybe my influences were my brother, my oldest brother was my influence maybe at that time. And yes, it's strange as a coincidence that Ace of Base was also in my list of tunes that were like all over the place. But at the same time, my childhood is very foggy. Like I don't remember really well what happened to me between 1 year old and 18. Like I remember more like 13. I was obsessed with electronic music at that time, but it was like shitty sounds. But you know, very teenage spirit, very very rave.
How does a kid in La Pampa fall in love with Chicago techno?
Well, actually, there was a little scene of Chicago techno in Córdoba. My brothers were studying in Córdoba, and when I came to visit my brothers, I tuned the radio, and it was this crazy music sounding in the radio, and I started to research more about this music. And then when I first got like a sequencer for my computer, like when I was 16, I started making this kind of music. You know, when my perception started to grow, when I was closer to 18 or 20 years old, I was like, oh damn, I've been listening to crap all my teenage, you know? And then I discovered a whole new world.
So what is a Chicago techno, though, that you remember that we should listen to?
Escuadras 99. It was an Argentinian group of this style. It was from Buenos Aires, actually, but I used to listen to it and dance to it like a stupid.
Él me dijo que él no es de una familia musical. ¿Vos sos de una familia musical?
Sí, sí, mi papá estaba en un grupo folclórico, en su adolescencia también. Después, bueno, empezó una profesión y como que dejó... se podría decir que dejó como ese legado en mí, ¿no? Así que sí, como te digo, en mi casa tenía una grabadora, unos parlantes, no sé, acá hay el cono era de cartón, o sea, de esas viejas, bien vintage. Aprendí a tocar la guitarra. Claro, encontré en realidad la guitarra en un ropero y dije, bueno, a ver, vamos a aprender, a ver cómo suena esto. Y siempre fui autodidacta y aprendí. El primer instrumento fue guitarra.
¿Te gusta la música folclórica desde chico?
A ver, no, la verdad que no. O sea, algunas cosas sí me gustaban, pero como te digo, lo folclórico, por lo general, cuando llega a lo popular, es como que se deforma bastante y realmente se vuelve más pop que folclórico. Entonces, como que, a ver, algunas cosas sí me gustaban, me gustaba ir a ver bandas de folclore, sí, me interesaba.
¿Por ejemplo, qué banda?
Por ejemplo, Acá Seca.
Yo tengo mis razones, quiero verlo al diablo porque me dé explicaciones. Le voy a pedir al cochino que cambie el destino que me hizo comprar, que se ha creído el muy ladino que casi en un vino me da por llorar. Sería ser, es lo que sube y baja. Soy el que derrama la copa encima de la ropa de cada mujer. Le moja los pechos oscuros y los pone duros, los hace crecer. Porque hombre y mujer quieren verme en el fuego. Si todo mal y todo bien salen del mismo huevo.
Más me busca la que besa y después regresa queriendo olvidar. Tu paso es el que busca el fondo, yo solo le pongo la profundidad. Siempre parece comenzar, pero ya está perdida. No me diga que nadie más va a escuchar lo que digo. Si del total tengo el final y el resto lo consigo.
Loco, porque yo nunca pensaría que chicos que hacen DJ, el primer instrumento sería la guitarra. No sé por qué.
Sí, no sé por qué, la verdad. Porque, no, porque bueno, yo conozco muchos músicos que empiezan, o que son hasta virtuosos de un instrumento, como es el caso de Square Pusher, que es un bajista súper virtuoso y bueno, y ese virtuosismo, en vez de, bueno, además que toca el bajo, En vez de volcarlo solamente en el bajo, lo volcó en un estilo musical que es súper complejo y cerebral, que es el IDM. Square Pusher, My Red Hot Car.
This sounds a lot more like what you guys do now. And it does have a lot of like that more folky element underneath all the beats. Did you have a point in which you realized, oh, I can do both? Like I can incorporate and fuse. I mean, how did that process happen? Were you listening to a lot of cumbia and folk at the same time as you were hanging out together?
It is something that feels very, very good for your identity. Like you feel very good because you start to mix your the music that you are consuming at the time that we were consuming at that time, that was like I don't know, in my case, electronic music, you know, a lot of house, a lot of IDM, ambient and stuff, and the music that was in my veins, because it was all over my you know, teenage and my childhood, and which was cumbia and, you know, tropical rhythms and folk stuff. So when we started to mix it, it was still quite a controversial moment to do it, because both tropical scene and electronic music scene was very separated, and in fact, many of the people, a lot of the people that listened to electronic music at that time, they were escaping from reality, and that was the reason that they felt so good listening to it. I think it was myself, it was like a little bit like that. But when we started to mix it, it was a little bit controversial, because a lot of people didn't want reality to get into that bubble, you know? But it felt great for us.
And I remember, I mean, I grew up in Argentina at the same time as you guys did. And I do remember that we talk about this on the show a lot, you know, as in all of Latin America, and maybe even you could say in the US, what music you listened to had a lot to do with your social class. And I do remember that, you know, electronic music did have like a certain status, and cumbia, which really began to take off like in the late 90s, right? Cumbia Villera, which is kind of like the equivalent of ghetto rap, you know? Like, it's cumbia with lyrics that talk about drugs and crime and women. That had this almost like a stigma of, you know, if you listen to that, you're from a certain part of the neighborhood. And to me, something that I love that you guys do, and that a lot of ZZK guys do, like Chancha Vía Circuito and Tremo, is that you fuse that. I mean, how did people react in clubs?
It was, in the beginning, maybe it was strange, but later on, everyone has this rhythm incorporated in their body. Like, they know how to dance it, because it represents, cumbia villera represents a social class, but it's danced by everyone. Like in any wedding party or in any, you know, 15 years old party.
Quinceañera.
You know, in any party of a quinceañera, they would listen to cumbia villera at some point of the night, and it was a hit.
Yeah, it's really a lot like hip hop in a way. You know, like people made a scandal about the lyrics. People still react about that, but everyone listens to it and dances it. And the same happened in Argentina with cumbia villera. And I think you can really trace with Argentina, you know, the economic downfall started happening, and then there's this music that starts talking about it. I think we should listen to some cumbia villera.
Let's listen to Alza la Mano de Damas Gratis.
Alza la mano si no quieres bailar, alza la mano. Alza la mano si quieres fumanchar, alza la mano. ¡Vámonos, pibes! Alza la mano si tú quieres bailar, alza la mano. Alza la mano si quieres fumanchar, alza la mano. Se la ay. Dama gratis va a tocar las chicas a menear, moviendo el culito, el culito. Dama gratis va a tocar las chicas a menear, moviendo el culito, el culito. Thank you.
alza la mano si tú quieres bailar, alza la mano. Alza la mano si quieres fumanchear, alza la mano, se la ay. Dama gratis va a tocar las chicas a menear, moviendo el culito, el culito. Dama gratis va a tocar las chicas a menear, moviendo el culito, el culito.
It is really important to tell audiences who don't know. I mean, that really what you guys did with your music and what some of the musicians that did stuff like you is that you guys really fused together two music styles or genres that were, you know, not, they didn't mix because those two groups in Argentine society didn't mix.
Yeah. It's exactly as you mentioned, but it's kind of, It feels very different right now. It's been many years already since we and a lot of other bands and producers are doing this, and the social feeling of cumbia and electronic music and what we feel when we play over there is that people is all together mixed, like from many different social classes.
¿Vos lo viviste así también, como que eran dos mundos distintos? Porque yo me acuerdo cuando yo era chica que como o escuchabas cumbia, o escuchabas rock, o escuchabas techno. Y a mí me fascina cómo a ustedes se les ocurrió la idea de fusionar.
La verdad es que para mí no fue vivirlo de esa manera. O sea, si bien Jujuy tiene una parte de... como hablaban recién, que la cumbia como también como factor social, ¿no? Que comparaban mucho con el hip hop. Si bien sí está esa parte, pero no... Digo, cuando, en el momento de ir al club, o sea, si bien habían bailantas o había un lugar más... ¿Qué sería? Fresa, cheto, qué sé yo. En el momento en Jujuy, en el momento de la música, se escuchaba todo. Así que no nunca, o sea, sí, a mí me interesaba otra cosa y no y lo pude vivir, como que lo pude entenderlo tiempo después.
I think maybe that was something that was a perception of the cities, like in Buenos Aires or Córdoba, you could feel that there was an electronic music scene which was full of wannabe people. And there was a totally segregated scene of tropical music, like it was cuarteto in Córdoba or cumbia villera in Buenos Aires. But in the rest of the country, it wasn't quite like that. In La Pampa or Jujuy, it was everything was quite mixed. There wasn't scenes of anything, maybe.
¿Vos tuviste como él así un momento de que crearon una canción que dijiste, ajá, este es el camino que vamos a seguir?
Y la verdad que en ese sentido, como que, bueno, estamos los dos totalmente alineados porque fueron dos canciones las que aparecieron, que fue como el despertar, que dijimos, en realidad fue una antecesora, pero que no tenemos registro de esa, pero las dos que siguieron y que dijimos, o sea, como que se explotó algo así, como del, eso cuando uno se pone muy contento que acaba de descubrir algo y... Bueno, fue la que escuchamos recién y también Funky Boogie.
Charles.
Bueno, chicos, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today. Gracias por invitarme a su casa.
No, por favor, muchísimas gracias.
Y por tocarme un poco de su colección de música y contarme sobre, no sé, el otro día, you know, Felix was telling me the other day that he's jealous of you guys, como que está celoso, porque because he could never, you know, it's, you guys invent something very beautiful all the time. So he was like, yeah, I'm really jealous of these guys.
Ah, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Felix.
So, guys, thank you so much. What song should we finish on?
I think we can say goodbye with this song of our last album called Mueve la Cuchi.
Mueve la Cuchi, that's very appropriate. Thank you. Guys, thank you so much. And let's talk again soon.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Bye bye.
I really enjoyed hearing how those guys put their music together, put their ideas together. So thanks a lot for that, Jazz. We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs they played on the show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. You can also check out our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio, at npr.org/music. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The conversation never stops. My name's Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.